Good morning. Joining us right now is Grover Norquist, the president of Americans for Tax Reform. Grover, welcome and good morning to Mornings on the Mall.
Good morning. Good to be with you.
We're glad to have you. We note that last night there was a bipartisan dinner at the White House on a tax overhaul. Joe Manchin, Heidi Heitkamp, Joe Donnelly were there. A lot of positive things being said when everyone came out of the dinner. What would be in your ideal tax bill? What do you want to see come out of this administration?
Sure. Well, Americans for Tax Reform is generally supportive of the outline that the Republicans in the House and the Senate and President Trump have put forward. That's doubling the standard deduction from $6,000 per person to $12,000, from $12,000 for a married couple to $24,000. 95% of Americans will no longer have to itemize because the standard deduction is larger than everything that they would put together. Taking seven individual rates down to three so that every American who pays income taxes gets a cut in his or her income tax rates. And then in terms of pro-growth policies, taking the business tax now at 35%, highest in the world. European average is about 20%. It's one of the reasons we're less competitive. Taking that down as low as 15. The president would really like to see 15. Congress has suggested 20. I like 15 better than 20. It's a smaller number. Also, for the 30 million small businesses, subchapter S, sole proprietorships, partnerships, taking the business income there also to 15. It's a big tax cut for small and growing businesses and would create a lot of jobs.
You know, in this negotiating tactic, we're at the very beginning as the president seeks to work with Democrats. And already yesterday, we sort of heard the White House kind of edging away from 15% being a hard line for them. Do you think that's a wise strategy right now? I mean, obviously, they're probably going to want to give on that in the future, but they probably shouldn't be indicating right now that they're willing to give up on the 15% ask.
Well, the president and his people keep saying they want 15. The question is, if you go to 15, can you afford full business expensing, which is another very pro-growth, job-creating tax reduction that some in the House and Senate very much like? I think the world of it as well. It's not a question of giving things up. It's a question of, are there different approaches that can give you more growth faster? And the White House wants what the House and Senate Republicans want, which is strong economic growth, ASAP. We have just lived through 8 years of 2% growth. Reagan's tax cuts brought us 4% growth. We're at 2%. Those are French levels of economic growth. And that's why we're way behind where we should be on job creation. I mean, the recession ended 9 years ago, and we're still living in a slow growth economy. That needs to be turned around.
Grover, the ABC News is reporting that Trump may visit up to 13 states in a push in public for tax reform. Do you think the president's learned any lessons from the health care fight and the fact that Obamacare repeal failed?
Couple things. One is, yes, it's very helpful for him to be out and making the case. Tax reform's a lot simpler than Obamacare repeal and replace. It had so many moving parts. It was regulations. It was taxes. It was an accumulation of previous legislation. Tax reform is up and down, reducing the tax burden on the American people. I should have mentioned Americans for Tax Reform is very supportive of the Trump Republican plan to abolish the death tax and to abolish the alternative minimum tax, which, if you've gotten caught up in that, you know how painful and how much work and complicated that is. For very little good that comes of it. I think the president can help focus the issue. I think on Obamacare, people just assumed everybody understood what needed to be done, and they forgot that the special interests that make money off of Obamacare, they spent a lot of money and did a lot of lobbying pushing back, and there'll be some special interests that don't like tax reform. So the president needs to be a loud and consistent voice, as he has been so far, on tax reduction, tax reform.
We know that you met with Ivanka Trump, and we know that Ivanka and her husband Jared definitely lean more to the left. And she is pushing for double the child tax deduction and also child care credits and that kind of thing. A lot of people who say, why do we pay people to have children? What happened to just, let's give everybody their money back, and if you want to pay for child care, pay for it?
Well, I think there's an interesting discussion. Do you have a tax credit for child care, or do you just have a credit per child, because children have all sorts of expenses. And parents, and the discussion that we had with Ivanka at our office at Americans for Tax Reform was, she was talking about a tax credit where parents could decide how to spend that money. Is it daycare? Is it homeschooling supplies? Is it healthcare? Whatever they find most useful. Raising children today is expensive, partly because of a lot of stuff the government's done to make it so. Perhaps we ought to reduce the burden there.
Interesting. Do you think she's going to be successful? How much input, how much influence does she really have?
Well, I think she has a lot of influence. She has a very important position that she's taking. It is certainly supported by Marco Rubio, the Republican senator from Florida, and Mike Lee, the Republican senator from Utah, who both share her vision of moving in that direction. The one thing I'd recommend to everybody who's focused on tax reform, tax reduction, this is year one. Every year of the Bush presidency, we had a tax cut. Some of them were larger, some of them were smaller, but every year there was a tax cut. So if you have a good idea, bring it to the table, put it forward. It may not pass this year. There'll be a big tax reform, tax reduction package this year, but there'll be one next year too. And good ideas that didn't fit into the shoebox this year may well find themselves the center of attention next year, the year after.
Grover, real quick, just before we let you go, you were a Burning Man this year. Did you see that guy run into the fire?
I did not.
Thank God.
I was there for a week. I was there. I came early on working with the setup guys and stayed through Wednesday, Thursday. So I was not there for the burn on Saturday. With that many people, I mean, it's very sad. It's very unfortunate. A guy committed suicide by jumping into a fire. They have people whose job it is to keep someone from doing that, and they usually police it fairly well in terms of people not getting too close to the fire. This one guy told people he was determined to kill himself, sadly, and succeeded.
All right, well, hopefully your future attendance at Burning Man is a lot happier going forward. I appreciate you giving us a rundown on both taxes and that, Grover Nerquist. Nice to have you here.
Absolutely, and taxes on Burning Man are entirely too high.
Okay. I knew you had that position. I don't know why. Grover, thank you.